Welcome to our Palm Sunday celebration. Please silence your cell phones and other electronic devices, and please hold your applause until the end of the service. Thank you. And now, please join us as we retrace the final steps that Jesus took on his journey to freedom.
They say he wandered very far, very far over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very
everything is laid out for you. Your path is straight ahead of you. Sometimes it's invisible, but it is there. You may not know where it's going, but you have to follow that path. It is the path to the Creator. It's the only path there is. Thank you. The next day, the great crowd had come to the festival that had come to the festival heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. And most of the multitude spread their garments on the road, and others were cutting branches from trees and spreading them on the road. And the multitudes going before him and those following after were crying out and singing, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" Now when the evening had come, he was reclining at the table with his 12 disciples. And as they were eating, he said, "Truly, I say to you that one of you will betray me." And being deeply grieved, they each one began to say to him, "Surely not I, Lord." And he answered and said, "He who dipped his hand with me in the bowl is the one who will betray me." And Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." And Jesus said to him, "You have said it yourself."
Thank you.
We all, at some time in our lives, feel the presence of the sacred betrayer within us. The sacred betrayer sabotages our unwilling, resistant thoughts, attitudes, and feelings, and propels us to our highest good as we let go of and die to our old ways of being and knowing. We give thanks for this sacred betrayer as a teacher, a divine presence, moving us to embrace our eternal Christ. And while he was at the home of Simon the leper and reclining at the table, there came a woman who had an alabaster vial of costly perfume of pure nard, and she broke the vial and poured it over his head. But some were indignant, remarking to one another, "Why has this perfume been wasted? For this perfume might have been sold for over 300 denarii, and the money given to the poor." And they were scolding her. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you bother her? She has done a good deed to me. For the poor you have with you always, but whenever and can serve them whenever you wish. But you do not have me at always. She has done what she could. She's anointed my body beforehand of the burial. And truly, I say to you, wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, that also what this woman has done shall be spoken of her memory."
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you, mark for your hot forehead, oh, and you feel everything's all right, yes, everything's fine.
Spirit of God in us guides us to the best we have to the Christ of our being. Even though we may sometimes doubt our worthiness, we are always being called to express our divinity through the power of love. Now, before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come that he should depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done to you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So prove to me, my disciples, just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. In my love I abide. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. And you are my friends. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And this I command you, that you love one another. The fruit of Christ is love. We are the fruit of Christ expressing as love. The love of Christ meets my every need. I'm delighted by God to be loving. Through the Christ in me, love is my purpose, which I fulfill through the presence of faith. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." Then he said, "My soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch with me." And he went a little beyond them and fell on his face, praying and saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as thou wilt."
Thank you.
There comes a time in each of our lives when we know we must face the consequences of our actions and beliefs. I accept responsibility for my actions and beliefs and welcome the consequences, for I stand in principle and am one with God of my being, which will never, ever leave me. I am strengthened, comforted, and at peace. I will go willingly in faith to my greater good. I go to the light of love. And while he was still speaking, behold, Judas came up, accompanied by a great multitude carrying swords and clubs, and immediately he went to Jesus and said, "Hail, Rabbi," and kissed him. And Jesus said to him, "Friend, do what you have come for." And they came and laid hands on Jesus and seized him. And those who had seized Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest. And the high priest said to him, "I adjure you by the living God that you tell us whether you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "You have said it yourself. Nevertheless, I tell you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Now Herod was very glad to see Jesus, for he had wanted to see him for a long time because he had been hearing about him and was hoping to see a sign performed by him. And he questioned him at some length, but Jesus answered him nothing.
Jesus, I'm overjoyed to meet you face to face. Name all great Christ. Yes, the great Jesus Christ. Prove to me that you're no fool. Walk across my swimming pool. If you do that for me, then I'll let you go free. Come on, King of the Jews. Things I'd ask any superstar. What is it that you've got to put you where you are? Oh, I am waiting. Yes, I'm a captive fan. I'm dying to be shown that you are not just any man. So if you are the Christ, yes, the great Jesus Christ, feed my household with this bread. You can do it on your head. Hey, if something's wrong, why do you take so long? Come on, King of the Jews. Hey, aren't you scared of me, Christ? Mr. Wonderful Christ? You're a joke, you're not the Lord. You're nothing but a fraud. Take him away, he's got nothing to say.
And Herod, with his soldiers, after treating him with contempt and mocking him, dressed him in a gorgeous robe and sent him to Pilate. And the soldiers took him away into the palace, and they dressed him up in purple, and after weaving a crown of thorns, they put it on him, and they began to acclaim to him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they kept beating his head with a reed and spitting on him and kneeling and bowing before him. And after they had mocked him, they led him out and crucified him. They took Jesus, therefore, and he went out bearing his own cross to the place called the Place of the Skull, which is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and it was written, "Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews." Jesus, knowing that all things had been done to accomplish the order of the scriptures might be fulfilled, he said, "I am thirsty." A jar full of wine was standing there, so they put a sponge into the sour wine and put it on a branch of hyssop and brought it to his mouth. When Jesus, therefore, had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and he gave up his spirit.
I'm
across the distant shore. Why do you weep? What are those tears upon your face? Soon you will see.
Now let us relax into a meditation. Take a deep breath. Lean back and let the chair hold you like the arms of spirit embracing you. Take another deep breath. Close your eyes if that's comfortable. Let your hands rest on your laps, palms up, open to receive. Lay down your sweet and weary head. Night is falling. You have come to journey's end. Rest now in the eternal presence of spirit. Sleep now. Dream. Dream of the ones who came before. For they are calling you from the distant shore. Do you weep? Are those tears upon your face? Soon you will see all your tears, but all your tears will pass away. Listen, you will hear Spirit say, feel the safety of my arms. You are only sleeping. Can you see the horizon? Look across the sea. A pale moon rises, and the ships have come to carry you home. The ships have come to carry you home. Carry you home in the arms of Spirit. Amen. He who has seen me has seen the Father. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, I say to you, he who believes in me and the works that I do, he should do also. And greater works than these she shall do, because I go to the Father.
Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, who are you? What have you sacrificed? Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, who
you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not behold him or know him, but you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. After a little while, the whole world will behold me no more, but you will behold me. Because I live, you shall live also.
Thank you.
you think about your friends at the top? Who'd you think beside yourself the pick of the crop? Buddha was he where it's at, is he where you are? Could Mohammed move a mountain or was that just PR? Did you mean to die like that? Was that a mistake? Oh. Did you know your messy death would be a record breaker?
Don't you get me wrong.
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 Only wanna know.
Only wanna know.
Only wanna know.
Only wanna know.